我们上半年我们思想了两次摩西。
So for the previous half year, we've been talking about Moses for two times.
And 这一次是到今天为止，我从他身上学习到的最后的一段。
And so today, this is the last lesson I learned from him so far.
虽然我有些地方我还不是很清楚，但是我们将来看见他的时候，可以亲自问他。
Even though there are still some places I'm not completely sure about, but I think. When we come, we can ask him ourselves when we see him face to face.
摩西大概是出生在主前1530年到1525年左右。
So Moses was born somewhere between 1530 to 1525 BC.
他活了120岁。
And he lived for 120 years.
你看见他的一生的年日很有意思，分为三个四十年。
And so if you look at his life, it's very interesting. It's divided into three 40-year periods.
我们晓得四十是试验或者是试炼的数字。
And so as we know, the number 40 represents test or trials.
他第一个四十年在埃及的皇宫。
So for the first 40 years, he spent it living in the palace of Egypt.
第二个四十年就在米甸的旷野。
And he spent the second 40 years in the wilderness in Midian.
第三个四十年，他八十岁的时候。
And then in his third 40 years, while he's 80 years old.
大概是主前1450年到1445年的时候。
And that's about 1450 to 1445 BC.
他带领了差不多有200万的以色列人就离开埃及走向迦南。
He led about 2 million Israelites out of Egypt and into the land of Canaan.
然后呢，他自己最后因为以色列人又一次在那个米利巴水争闹的时候呢。
But then he himself, because the Israelites were arguing, bickering among themselves once again over the waters of Meribah.
他自己感觉到神的愤怒。
He felt the anger of God.
所以他自己就用嘴说了很急躁的话。
And so out of his mouth came the rash words.
他还用了杖去击打那个磐石。
And he used his rod to strike the rock.
但是他自己呢，却违背了这个神。神是叫他吩咐磐石出水，没有叫他再去打。
And in doing so, he went against what God commanded him to do, which is to just speak to the rock, not strike it.
那么结果呢？最后，当这个以色列人的新生代进入迦南美地的时候呢，他就不能进迦南了。
And so, in the end, when the new generation of Israelite entered into the land of Canaan, he was not allowed to go in there.
为什么神对他的惩罚这么样的严厉？
But why did God dealt with him such a severe punishment?
因为我想我们看见圣经上摩西的名字常常跟律法是连在一起的。
So we can see from the Bible that the name Moses oftentimes tied together with the Lord's laws.
所以就是你可以常常看见摩西的律法，摩西的律法。
So that's why oftentimes in the Bible you see mentioned of laws of Moses.
所以我们可以了解为什么神对他有这么严厉的惩罚，不准他进迦南，他只能远远的看一看。
And so because of this, we can understand why God gave him such a severe punishment that he's not allowed to enter into the land of Canaan, that he can only see the land from afar.
因为迦南地不是靠律法可以进去的。
Because the land of Canaan is not a place that you can enter by the laws.
所以你从律表上这方面来看的话呢？摩西是不能在肉身活的时候进去。
And so, if you look at this from a prophecy point of view, Moses cannot enter into this land in his flesh, in his fleshly body.
后来，当然他在主耶稣变相的时候，他也进去了。
Now, of course, when Lord Jesus transfigured, Moses was able to enter into the land as well.
但是他在肉身是没有办法进去。
But he was not able to do so in his fleshly body.
那么，当年神打发他呢？是在埃及地向法老和他的一切臣仆，并他的全地行各样神迹奇事。
And so at the time, God sent him to Egypt, and for all signs of wonder which the Lord has sent him to perform in the land of Egypt against the Pharaoh.
Yeah, 而且在以色列人众人的眼前大显这个大能的手。行一切的大而可畏的事。
And all his servants and all his land, and for all the mighty power and for all the great terror which Moses performed in the sight of all Israel.
但是你看见摩西，他一点没有变得骄傲。
But yet, we see that Moses did not become boastful, proud, because of all of these things.
甚至神为他做见证哦，说他为人最谦和。
And even to a point that even God, gave him testimony on his path, saying that, he is lowly and humble.
而且在申命记三十四章十节说，以后以色列中再没有兴起先知像摩西的，他是耶和华面对面所认识的。
And also in Deuteronomy 34 verse 10 says, Since that time no prophet has risen in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face.
因为我相信摩西一直到他死的时候，他自己心里明白。
And I believe that in the heart of Moses, all the way until he died,
他这个神呢，他这个神呢，是住在荆棘中的神。
He understood that the God whom he believed in is a God, is one who dwelt in the thorn bush.
Yeah, 而自己呢，就是那棵荆棘。
And he himself is that thorn bush.
因为神第一次向他显现的时候就是这个样子。
Because that's the way how God appeared to him, the first time when God appeared to him.
那么经过这么多年，这么多事情，他自己到临死的时候，他仍然感觉自己只不过是一颗荆棘而已，因为他自己知道。
And after going through so many things, having lived so many years, at the very end, Moses, in his heart, he still felt like he was that thorn bush because he knew who he was.
所有神借着他做的这些大事，都是在这个。经济里面的神作不是他
All these great deeds and great wonders that he did, he knew that it was all because of God, this God who dwells in the thorn bush.
摩西很有意思，他尽心尽性尽力爱神。
And so Moses is very interesting. He loves God with all his heart, soul, and all his might.
所以你看见只要有神跟他说话啊，他也不怕有火，也不怕有密云、有幽暗、有暴风的环境。
And so, what's interesting is that we then see that whenever God speaks to him, he's not afraid of fire or cloud or darkness or storm or anything that goes on in his environment.
他能够胜过这一切令每一个人都万分恐惧的因素。
And he was able to overcome everything that the normal person would be fearful of.
你记得有一次他上山的时候。因为那个西乃山整个在冒烟啊，什么烧火，那个大家都不敢去，说摩西你一个人去嘛，你自己去吧。
And so if you recall, there's this one incident where he was to ascend Mount Sinai, and at that time there was this fire and great pillars of smoke and such, and the people were terrified and were not willing to go with him to the mountains to tell Moses, you go ahead, you go on ahead yourself.
但是他知道。火就是神出现的，跟他讲话的前面的这个兆头。
But he knew that fire is but a sign of God who is about to speak.
所以他愿意去，他愿意全心享受与神面对面的同在，还有享受神亲口向他说话。
And so he was willing to go and enjoy being in the presence with God and be able to see him face to face and hear his words.
他实在是一个有福气的人。
And truly he is a blessed person.
而且他也蒙神非常的喜爱。
And also he found favor in sight of God.
我们从这些里面我们就看出来，摩西这个人虽然他是生长在旧约的时代。
And so from all these things you can see that even though Moses lived in the Old Testament time,
但是他里面的人呢，却是活在新约的实际的里面。
But yet his inner man is actually living in the reality of the New Testament.
这个按照达比的翻译啊，以赛亚书六十三章十一节还提到神把圣灵放在摩西的里面。
And so according to the Darby translation in Isaiah chapter 63 verse 11, it also mentioned that God had placed this Holy Spirit inside of Moses.
所以你看见他十足是个新约的人。
So from this you can tell that he is 100% a new man in the, living in the New Testament time.
一般的以色列人呢，就是后来有了律法以后，他们是在外面守摩西的律法。
So,The normal, your average Israelite, after they have received the law of Moses, so on outwardly, they held fast to the law of Moses.
但是你看摩西自己，他因为在灵里面跟神有直接很真实的接触啊，神常常跟他讲话，他就活出一个属天、一个新造的生命。
Yeah, if you look at Moses himself, because he has this direct connection and very real connection with God, he lives out a new the life of a new creation that belongs to heaven.
Yeah. 因为是神把神这个律法放在摩西的心里面，写在他的心上。
And that's because God had placed the laws into Moses' heart and written on and wrote them down on his heart.
他已经不是一个光光是活在守神律法的人了。
So he no longer is just somebody who
外面守神。
So he no longer lives outwardly as just a person who outwardly obeys the law of God.
不然的话，他不可能活出神谦和的性情。
Otherwise, he couldn't have lived out the humble nature of God.
那么，不但如此啊，摩西还经过长时期在神手底下的学习。
And not only that, Moses had lived under the hand of God for a long time and studied, learned his lesson during this time.
以至于你看见当时的以色列人啊，他们那个出，尤其出埃及的时候，他们看见。亲眼目睹神许多的作为啊
！And because of this, so because that during that at that time, even though many of the Israelites saw with their very own eyes the many great mighty acts of God,
但是摩西呢，他却知道神做事的原则跟方法。
But yet only Moses knew the reason and the principle behind what why God does the thing that He does
and the ways He does things.然后他也明白神心里面的意念和神的计划。
And he also made known his ways to Moses.
他心里面的意念跟计划，他的 plan.
And God made known his own plans to Moses.
一般人基本上你看见只看见肉眼看得见的东西。
And so normal person usually only see what their physical eye could see.
但是摩西却看得见那个肉眼看不见的灵界的运作和神的心意。
Yet Moses was able to see the things that goes on that where the physical eyes cannot see, and also the heart, the things that goes on in the spiritual world, and also the heart of God.
所以我们从他的这个历史的故事里面可以看出来。
And so from his historical stories, we could tell.
我们如果要有真实属灵的认识跟内涵的话。
And if we are to have true spiritual understanding,
我们不但要有神活的话,
so not only do we require to have the living word of God,
就是常常是在火里面出现啊，神活的话,
and so in other words, the words that appear in fire,
常常啊,
oftentimes, so it doesn't always appear in fire, but oftentimes it appears, that God's living word appears in fire.
还要加上神的管教。
On top of that, you also have to add God's discipline.
你看见他，特别是在第二个四十年的经验，就是神的管教在他身上。
Especially if you see the second 40 years, the way that Moses spent his second 40 years, that's when he came under discipline of God.
以至于他以后呢，就变成supernaturally natural, 就是很自然的，耶和华怎么吩咐他，他就怎么做。
And so, because of this experience, it caused him to be supernaturally naturally to, as described in Numbers, Moses did just as the Lord had commanded him, so he did.
我想我们大家一起念一念下面这个圣经节，《生命记》八章二节。我们有 PowerPoint.
So let's read the following passage, which is in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2 to 5. We will project it up on. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, 你们回家可以读三到五，但是我基本上这个 PowerPoint 只有two.
So we'll just read verse 2 and chapter 8, Deuteronomy chapter 8.Verse 2.
我请你们念这个，因为 NASB 跟 Darby 的翻译跟中文的都不太一样。
And the reason why I asked everyone to read this is because the Darby and the NASB translation are different, a little bit different from what the Chinese version translates to.
我觉得他们这个translation 这个翻译比较正确，我觉得。
So I feel the NASB and the Darby version is more accurate. It's more clear.
我们中英文一起念好不好
So we'll read in Chinese and English together.
Okay.
You shall remember all the way.
Wait a minute. 这个没有出来。
You shall remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you in the wilderness these 40 years, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not.
我们中文的翻译就是纪念耶和华在旷野引导你这四十年，中文是苦练你啊。另外他们翻译是要让你谦卑下来 humble you 啊，使我们谦卑下来，试验我们，要知道我们心里如何，肯守他的诫命不肯。
And so in the Chinese translation it says that in those 40 years is to humble him and also
Chinese 是错的、oh, 不是错的、oh, 就是另外一面、
oh, oh,
这个是英文的翻译 humble。
Okay, so it's to discipline you and to test and prove you and to test you and to know what is in your inner heart and whether you're willing to obey his commandments.
他为什么告诉以色列人这些话？
So why would he tell the Israelites these words?
因为他自己经过米甸四十年神的管教。
Because he himself experienced God, went under God's discipline for 40 years in Midian.
Yeah. 而且那个你自己读生命记五节的时候就会讲说，神的管教就像人管教儿子一样，给我们有管教。
And so if you keep on, go on to read verse 5, it will say that the discipline of God is like how a parent disciplines his child.
第三个出不来吗 ?PowerPoint? 啊？奇怪。
这
是投机导弹，因为我觉得这句话今天最重要，就是我们经过火、经过难处的时候，为什么？哦、good, good， 因为神要 humble 我们，让我们谦卑。我们人都太骄傲了。摩西为什么会谦卑？就是因为他神在前面八十年，而且基本上是120年，都在那里 humble 他。
And so I think the hardest lesson for us to learn during these trials by fire is to humble ourselves. And that is what God wanted from us through this discipline, is to humble us. For Moses himself, we could say that for his whole entire 120 years of life, he's been under the discipline of God.
我们必须经过神的管教，信心才能成长，而且成熟。
And we have to undergo the discipline from God in order for our faith to grow and mature.
所以我想，对不起啊，我说一句听起来好像不是很好听的话，但是如果一个基督徒都没有问题，没有火，没有黑暗命运的话，我想大概你大概还是小 baby 啊。
And so please forgive me when I say this. If you as a Christian have never experience fire and trial, then you'll probably still remain at the infant stage.
We
have to experience and go through the discipline of God.
另外一个好听一点的翻译就是说，管教就是 child training, 就是训练孩子啊，上小学、中学、大学，这样上。
And so a better way to describe discipline could be also, we could say child training.
那么你看见摩西他从第三个阶段第三个四十年有了约柜以后，他总是和约柜同进同出。
And so you can see, and also you see that from the starting from the third phase of his life, and during that time they now have the ark, he always enter and exits along with the ark.
然后再加上神给他这三个阶段的训练，他才能够成为神的见证人。
And add on top of that, because God gave him the discipline and training during all these three phases of his life, only then was he able to become God's witness.
好，我们一起来看一下希伯来书三章一到六节，我们有 PowerPoint。
Let's take a look at Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1 through 6.
那个我们中文先念好不好？
I'll read the Chinese version first.
李佩蒂，你帮他看一看，坐在前面。来不及看了。
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1 through 6.
我们中文一起读好不好？
Okay. We'll read Chinese first.
同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，所认为使者为大祭司的，他为那设立他的敬忠，如同摩西在神的全家敬忠。他比摩西算更配多得荣耀，好像建造房屋的比房屋更尊荣，
因为房屋是立人建造，建造万物的是神。
摩
English. Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostles and the high priest of our confession. He was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was in all his house. For he has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, by just so much as the builder of the house has more honor than the house. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. Now Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken later. For Christ was faithful as a son over his house, whose house we are, if we hold fast our confidence and the boast of our hope, firm until the end.
所以你看见啊，这一段经文明明的讲清楚，摩西是见证了将来必传说的事。
So from this passage, you can see that Moses testified to what is to be, to become in the future.
So
Moses was a testimony of those things which were to be spoken later.
Yeah. 我们看见就是摩西带领以色列人出埃及的历史，就影射了新约时代人子耶稣为我们成就的救赎，还有这个过程。
And so we can see that how Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt is a foreshadowing of the, how in the New Testament time, the Son of Man, the Lord Jesus, is how his salvation for us and is the process of his salvation for us.
而且要让我们从这个摩西的经历中看见神如何训练我们。
And also through Moses' experience, we are able to see how God will discipline and train us.
有的时候有缺乏，有的时候有仇敌。
And sometimes we may be lacking things, and sometimes we may be faced with our enemy.
也见证神怎么样的苦心的建造属于他自己可以安居在里面的家。
And also it testifies to how our God trying to build a home in which he could rest in.
你看见神永远的目的就是那个什么新造 actually 就是他们不是要去应许地吗？
And you can see that God's will is in the new creation.
那么这一段呢经文呢基本上就是影射了主为我们成就的。
And so this passage we just read basically foreshadows the salvation for our Lord had prepared for us.
而且如果你去看《生命记》十八章十五到十九节，也记载了耶和华亲自对摩西说，他必在他们的弟兄中兴起一位先知向摩西。
And also in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15 to 19, it records how God Himself. Said to Moses that he will build one, select among his brothers one a prophet like Moses.
而且要人呢听从这位先知所说的一切话。
And to also have the people to hear everything this prophet will say.
这个意思好像就是在说摩西是将来那个先知的影子。
So in other words, it seems to say this is saying that Moses is a shadow of the prophet that's to come in the future.
而且很有意思的，神在那个时候借摩西颁布的律法，实际上是他把自己神自己里面的性格，借着外面一切的律例典章告诉了我们。
And very interestingly, when God gave Moses the laws, in reality, actually, is God revealing His own nature and through these external outward laws, telling us His own nature.
所以我们发现，在新约的时候，罗马书十章四节才说，律法的总结就是基督。
And so that's why in Romans chapter 10 verse 4 it says, "For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness."
我们现在就来思想一下这个摩西的这个过程，跟新约有关的影射。
And so let's take a look at the whole the part of life that Moses had lived, and how it's a foreshadowing to what is to come in New Testament time.
圣经记载摩西只失败了一次，就是那次米利巴。
And so in the Bible, entire Bible, it only recorded one time in which Moses failed, and that is in the Meribah.
但是其他每一次呢，耶和华怎么样吩咐摩西，他就怎么样做。
But in all the other times, however God commanded Moses, Moses did it.
所以你看见他是影射耶稣从来都是执行父的旨意的。
And so this is a, you can see this as a foreshadowing, foretelling of how Lord Jesus also obeys everything that the Heavenly Father has commanded him to do.
因为在约翰福音六章三十八节说，耶稣说，我从天上降下来，不是要按自己的意思行，乃是要按那差我来者的意思行。
As it said in John chapter 6 verse 38, Lord Jesus said, For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
然后你看出埃及记十二章，神借着摩西就设立了逾越节。
And then you take a look at Exodus chapter 12, God through Moses has established a Passover.
凡是有这个羔羊的血涂在房屋左右门框和门楣上的人家的长子，跟他们的头身的牲畜，都可以逃脱那天晚上的击杀。
And so.Anyone who, as long as they put the blood of the lamb along the right and left side of the doorframe, and as well the top part of their doorframe, then the oldest in their household, as well as the firstborn of their livestock, could be spared. Firstborn would be spared.
而且第二天可以离开埃及。
And then also on the second day, they could leave Egypt.
这个就是影射耶稣是我们那个被杀的羔羊。
And this is a foretelling of our Lord Jesus is that lamb that was slain.
只有靠他的十字架的宝血，我们才可以从仇敌还有旧造的底下被救出来。
And only by relying upon his precious blood upon the cross can we gain our freedom from the enemy as well as from our being an old creation.
然后哥林多前书呢，就说我们的祖宗从前都在云里海里受洗。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 1 through 12 it says our fathers were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
所以你看新约的实体是什么？你们受洗归入基督。
And so the reality in the New Testament says that for all of you who were baptized into Christ.
然后这个以色列人出了埃及以后呢，日间耶和华在云柱中领他们的路，夜间在火柱中光照他们，使他们日夜都可以行走。
So after Israel left Egypt, it says that in Exodus says the Lord was going before them in a pillar of cloud by day to lead them on the way, and in a pillar of fire by night to give them light, that they might travel by day and by night.
这个他们那个时候眼目可以看见的现象，可以来形容今天神是怎么样带我们往前走的。
And so what they could see at the time, the vision, the image that they see at the time, is could be a way to describe how today God is leading us in our walk.
我们如果记得的话，施洗约翰说，在他以后来的主耶稣是要用圣灵与火给我们施洗。
If you remember, John the Baptist said that the one who will come after him, the Lord Jesus, will baptize us in Holy Spirit and fire.
一点都没有错的。
And that is absolutely correct.
因为在平常的日子里面，神给我们心里面有平安，可以跟着他向前走，就是像那个哥罗西书三章十五节，叫基督的平安在你们心里做主。
And so normally God gives us this peace in our hearts to follow him. And just like in Colossians chapter 3, verse 15, it says that let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts.
但是在困难的里面呢,
But when we encounter difficulties,
我们可以在火中听见他的声音,
we can hear his voice in the fire.
他会带领我们仍然可以跟着他往前走。
And he will be able to lead us to continue forward.
我们走路就是日夜日夜就是这么走的。
And so we just walk day and night, day and night.
你如果是已经是基督徒一段时间的话，你就会发现这个就是这样子的。
And if you've been Christian for any length of time, you'll discover that this is exactly how it is.
那么这个旷野的路程从第二个月十五号开始，一共四十年，一路上都有天赐的玛拿给以色列人做粮食。
And so during the journey in the wilderness, starting on the second month, on the 15th day of the second month, they walked for a total of 40 years. And all the way, there's heavenly manna given to them for food.
那在《生命记》八章里面说，玛拿是使你知道人活着是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
In Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 3, it says that man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord.
就是他那个时候的玛拿就影射我们今天主耶稣是我们生命的粮。
And so the manna is also a foretelling of the life that the Lord Jesus gives to us.
他是我们灵里面的粮食。
And he is our spiritual food.
使我们的灵里面饱足。
So that we might be filled spiritually.
当神开始跟你讲话的时候，哦，那一阵子你就很有这个strength, 很喜乐，很有力量，再往前走。等到过一阵干了，然后又到主面前，主再开始讲话，就是这么走的。
And so the very first time when God spoke to you, you will feel spiritually very, you're strengthened. There's a joy, He sends a joy in you that you can move forward. And then after a while, it'll run low, and then you need to come before God once more to be replenished.
那么，第一次。以色列人出来的时候，第一次在米利巴，神吩咐摩西用杖击打磐石的。
And so the very first time when they arrived at Meribah, God commanded Moses to strike the rock with his rod.
那么百姓才可以喝这个流出来的水。
So that the people can drink the water that flowed from it.
那新约怎么说呢？
And then in the New Testament,
在灵前十章四节，他说这个灵水是出于随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督，所以又连起来了，又引射。
And in the New Testament, in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, it says, the spiritual drink, for they were drinking from a spiritual rock which followed them, and the rock was Christ.
那么再下去，神用手指写了两块石板，对不对？
And then next, God used his finger to wrote two stone tablets.
可以叫做约版或者是见证版翻译的时候、啊、
And when translating, it could also be translated to mean the covenant or also tablets of the testimony.
因为我们中文的圣经很少翻译成见证版，但是那个英文常常是 the tablets of the testimony, 是用这个。
So in the Chinese translation, they rarely use the term tablets of the testimony, but in the English version, this is oftentimes the phrase used.
像 NASB, Darby 都是用这个。
Just like for example, in NASB or the Darby version, they use tablets of the testimony.
但是你看见神第一次给的那个两个见证版，因为百姓敬拜金牛犊就被摔碎了。
But however, you see that the first set of stone tablet that God gave to the people were actually destroyed because when the people started worshiping the golden calf, so Moses himself smashed those tablets.
但是你在生命记十章一节看见神就吩咐摩西，他要做第二次的见证版的时候，先做一个木柜来放。
And then in Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 1, we see that God commanded Moses to create a second set of the tablet. But this time, he told Moses to first create an ark. First make an ark in order to hold, to place the tablets inside.
就是影射什么呢？旧约的律法只不过是新约新生命的影子。
And so what this foreshadows is that the laws of the Old Testament is but a shadow of the new life in New Testament.
律法还有它的见证其实就是生命的见证啊，必须是在基督耶稣里才能成就的，一定要放在那个ark。
And the law and the testimony has to be within Jesus in order for it to become reality. So in other words, it needs to be placed inside the ark.
不然就摔碎了，不能保存。
Otherwise, it will be broken when it falls.
那么，而且因着这个金牛犊的这些事情呢，神原来是要把那个以色列人都灭绝了，只留下摩西的后裔成为大国的。
And because of the event with the golden calf, the Lord originally wanted to destroy the entire, wipe out the Israelites, except for Moses and his descendants, so that they may become a great nation.
而且还有一次就是这个，他们不是去探那个迦南美地吗？这十个探子，他报道了这个美地的恶消息以后呢，神也表示要攻击以色列人。
And also, when they were entering into land, before they entered into the land of Canaan, they sent out 10 spies. And when these spies brought back bad news, God also gave indication that he wants to attack the Israelites.
他只要留摩西的后裔，成为比他们更强盛的大国，这是神自己跟他讲的。
And leave only the descendant of Moses so that they may become nation greater and mightier than all. And so this God himself spoke this, said this.
所以你看，有时候神跟我们讲话哦，其实是要显示我们的心态，对不对？
So oftentimes when God speaks to us, it's a reflection of our inner state.
但是你看见这两次哦，神都因为摩西的代求就赦免了以色列人。
But from these two times, both of these times, Moses interceded for people. He prayed on the behalf of the Israelites, and so God had mercy on them.
你看见摩西的忠心，他不是以自己为重为前提的一个仆人。
And so from this you can see the faithfulness of Moses. He is not someone who views himself as the priority.
Yeah, 这个是很不一样的。
And so this is truly different.
不但如此，而且你看见在这个金牛犊事件以后，第二次上山四十天以前，摩西又在求神赦免以色列人的罪。
And not only that, so after the event with the golden calf, the second time he goes up to the mountain for 40 days. Before that event, Moses again interceded with God on behalf of the Israelites.
而且不但求神赦免，而且他说他不然的话呢，他就求神从神的册上把他自己的名字给涂抹掉。
And so he's interceding for his people. Not only that, but he also said that if God does not listen, then he prayed that for the Lord God to wipe his own name off of the book of life.
这就影射了主耶稣不但为罪人钉死在十字架上，还为我们被父神离弃了三小时。
So this also
分开了。
So this also foretells that not only the Lord Jesus died for sinners like us upon the cross, but he also because of us.The Heavenly Father left him for 3 hours.
我们要真的要感谢主这个牺牲自己的大爱。
And we truly want to thank our Lord for his self-sacrificing love.
特别我们在这个现在的世界里面看见凡事凡物真的都是唯我独尊 selfie 什么都是自己、啊、
especially in today's world where we're all so self-centered, like people love to taking selfies.
但是神因着爱我们而牺牲自己的性格，让我们真的是觉得实在是太宝贝、太少有。
But God, because He loves us, He's able to, He's willing to sacrifice Himself. This nature, this self-sacrificing nature, is truly something that just amazes us.
然后我自己感觉，我们真正侍奉神的仆人啊，也是应该这样。
And so I myself feel that as a servant of God, as a true servant of God, we should also have this nature.
就是不但是先知，而且要是，而且是君王，而且还要做祭司的。
And because we're not only prophets, but we're also kings, but we're also high priests.
然后后来百姓在路上，因为路很难走嘛，他们烦躁，就发出第十次的抱怨的时候。
And so as they move forward, because the road becomes harder and harder, so people begin to grumble and start arguing and bickering for the tenth time.
神就拆火蛇了，咬死里面很多的人。
And so God sent for the fiery serpents and to bite the people and cause many to die.
那还不错，这些以色列人他终于知罪，他就求摩西祷告神，叫火蛇离开。
And so finally, luckily the Israelites caught on. They understand they have sinned, and so they beg Moses to pray to God to cause the fiery serpents to leave them.
结果神的解决方法呢，就是叫摩西做一条铜蛇挂在杆子上。
And so the solution God gave Moses is to forge a bronze snake and put it on top of his staff.
凡被咬的，只要看一看这个铜蛇，抬头望一望就可以活了。
And all those who are bitten by a snake, all they have to do is lift up their head, lift up their eyes to look upon the snake, the bronze snake, and they'll be saved.
你看约翰三章十四十五节就说，摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。
And from John chapter 3 verse 14 to 15 says, As Moses lifted up the serpents in the wilderness, Even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that whoever believes will, believes will in him have eternal life.
这个铜蛇就是影射耶稣。
So this bronze snake is the foreshadowing of our Lord Jesus.
他虽然看上去跟我们有一样的肉身，但是他的肉身是没有罪的。
And even though, from outwardly speaking, it seems that he has the same physical body as us, but yet his physical body is sinless.
就是是铜蛇，跟那个火蛇是不一样的。
And so, just as how the brown snake is different from the fiery snake.
我们只要信靠仰望耶稣，就可以在他的里面得着永远活着的这个美丽的生命。
All we have to do is to have faith and rely upon him and look up to him, and then we shall have this eternal new life.
那我们现在来思想一下神救赎工作的目的是什么。
So now let's talk about what is the purpose of God's salvation.
很有意思，神呼召摩西领以色列人出埃及，所以摩西和亚伦呢就召聚以色列的众长老。
And so this is very interesting. So when God called Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt, Moses and Aaron call together all the elders of Israel.
然后亚伦就替摩西讲话，把神对摩西说的话和神迹跟他们说了，也做了。
And so Aaron then told the elders what God had told Moses, and then also the miracles that God had performed. And then what he said they will do.
重点是在神眷顾他们的困苦，不但要领他们脱离埃及人，还要领他们到美好的牛奶与蜜之地。
And the emphasis is on the fact that God remembers him for their hardship. And so not only will he lead them, the Israelites, out of Egypt, but also will lead them into the land of milk and honey.
可是在法老的面前，神从来没有要摩西提迦南美地的事情。
But yet before the Pharaohs, God never asked Moses to mention the land of Canaan.
你可以去看在那个出埃及记里面，就一句都没有提到这个美地，跟法老一句都没提到。
And so you can actually read yourself in the book of Exodus that Moses did not say one single word about the land of Canaan.
那个摩西在法老面前只说你去看那个出埃及记五章一节说，耶和华以色列的神这样说，容我的百姓去，在旷野向我守节。
And so all Moses said to the Pharaoh, as you can read from Exodus 5:1, chapter 5 verse 1, says, Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, Let my people go, that they may celebrate a feast to me in the wilderness.
而且呢，在这个五章的三节又说，求你容我们往旷野去，走三天的路程，祭祀耶和华我们的神。
And also reading on in verse 3, it says,Please let us go a 3 days journey into the wilderness, and we may sacrifice to the Lord our God.
然后在第一、第二、第五、第七灾之前又说，耶和华希伯来人的神打发我来见你说，容我的百姓去，好在旷野侍奉我。
And then before the coming of the first, second, and fifth, and seventh plague, it also said that the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, sent me to you, saying, Let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness.
一点都没有提要去美地的事情。
So, none of these times did he ever mention about going into the land of Canaan.
然后在第四和第八灾之前，除了侍奉这个两个字以外，还加上祭祀。
And then in the fourth and before the fourth and the eighth plague, other than serving him, there's also in the fourth plague that also adds sacrifice, and in the eighth one adds observing the festival.
Okay, 他先比我讲了哈，比我先。Okay, 第四灾再加上祭祀，然后第八灾再加上守节，所以我们可以看出啊，神带领我们经过旷野四十年，目的是什么？是三个：守节、祭祀、侍奉。
And so from this you can tell that the purpose of God leading us going through the experience of wilderness for 40 years, the first of the purpose is so that we can observe the festivals and sacrifice and also serve Him.
这个就是说他要在训练我们，装备我们，让我们能够成长而且成熟。
In other words, he is training us and preparing it for us so that we may mature.
那么我们除了天天把自己当作活祭献给神，而且学习照他的带领来侍奉他以外呢？
And so for us, other than offering ourselves as a daily sacrifice to Him and to learn after His example and to serve Him, we also need to observe the festivals.
而且这三件事里面，第一个被提到的就是守节。
And also out of these three things, the very first thing that's mentioned is the observation, observing the festivals.
这个很有意思啊，神每次吩咐一定要守节，一定要守节。
So this is very interesting because in God's commandment, every time He always said that to observe the festivals.
我们知道以色列人每年必须要庆祝神规定的七个节期。
So we know that Israelites, every Israelite needs to observe seven festivals each year.
而这个七个节期，可以分成三组：除酵节、七七节和收藏节。
And these seven festivals can divide into three groups. First group is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Second is the Feast of Weeks. And the third is Feast of Tabernacles.
这三个叫做朝圣节期 Pilgrim Festival.
And so these three are called the pilgrim festivals.
你会看见，凡是以色列的男丁，每年必须三次到耶路撒冷守这三个节。
And so from this you can see that all men in Israeli men have to observe this three times and go to Jerusalem three times each year.
所以你就晓得是神很看重这个节期。
And so from this you can tell that God truly view highly of these festivals.
那么这个七七节在耶稣升天以后被称为五旬节了。
And then the Feast of Weeks after our Lord Jesus ascended into heaven is then called Pentecost.
这个守节这个提示，我就想到摩西的三个四十年。
And so the reminder to observe the festival reminds me of how Moses went through the three phases of his life, the 340 years of his life.
隐隐约约我可以看见正好显示了这个三组这个朝圣节期的内容。
It seemed to give glimpse of the essence of these three different phases of the festival.
而你看见神他最后的目的是什么呢？在以色列人摩西亲眼看到法老全军覆没之后，在他们向神所唱的歌里面就很清楚地讲出来了。
And then the eventual goal, God's eventual goal, is revealed through after when Moses and the Israelites witnessed how the entire army of the Pharaoh was destroyed, and in their songs to God to give Him praise, in the songs God's goal was revealed.
原来神是要领以色列人到他心目中选中的圣所。
So that goal is that God wants to lead the Israelites into the holy place in His heart that He has chosen.
我们下面可不可以大家一起念 PowerPoint 啊？
Can we let's read along the PowerPoint?
这个是出埃及记十五章十三十七。
And that's Exodus chapter 15, verse 13 and
17. 中英一起念啊。
Chinese and English together.
你要将
You will bring them in and plant them in the mountain of your inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which you have made for your own dwelling, the sanctuary.O Lord, which your hand hath established.
所以你看出埃及记结束在哪里？是结束在见证柜、会幕、帐幕和里面一切的物件。
And so from this you can see that the book of Exodus ends with the Ark of Testimony, the Tent of Meeting, the Tabernacle, and everything that's within them.
甚至包括祭司的各种圣衣、各种的配件通通照神的指示做成。
And it even includes the clothing and the items that the priest wears on their body, all according to what God reveals to them.
而且和祭司们他们都前后抹油成圣。
And also all these items are also anointed along with the priest.
在出埃及后第二年的一月一号全部完工设立起来。
And then everything's completed on the second year, on the first month, the first day after, since they have left Egypt.
Yeah. 那时候云彩就遮盖会幕，神的荣光充满帐幕。
And at that time, the cloud descended and covered up the tabernacle, and God's glory filled the inside.
以后呢，神就借着这个临时的住处啊。 住所，把他们一步一步的带到地上的耶路撒冷。
And from that time on, God, through this temporary dwelling place, He led the Israelites to Jerusalem one step at a time.
因为在出埃及记二十九章，神在那里说，啊，神心里的目的是要有一个处所，让他可以在那里与你们相会。
For in Exodus chapter 29:42, it says that for the purpose of God is to have a place so that where I will meet you to speak with you.
神说，我们这里中英也是可以一起念啊。
So here we can read it both in Chinese and English together.
啊，这个是不是在一起？在。我要住在以色列中
间。I will dwell among the children of Israel and will be their God.And they shall know that I am the Lord, their God, who brought them up out of the land of Egypt, that I may dwell among them. And so that is the purpose of God. He wants to dwell with us.
那启示录二十一章三到八节呢，这个也写明了这个过程在地上的这个结束，就是圣城新耶路撒冷。神的工作是由长子，就是指以色列人，一直到众子外邦人。
And so also in the book of Revelation chapter 21 verse 3 through 8, this also shows the process of how it will complete in the new Jerusalem. God's work will start from the firstborn, meaning the Israelites, until everyone, which until the sons, which represent the Gentiles.
这个启示录二十一章三节说，看哪。神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。哇，真是了不起。
And so in Revelation chapter 21 verse 3 it says, Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people. And God himself will be among them and be their God.
影射的呢，是我们又可以一起念了哈。
And so what foreshadow again, we could read together.
Okay.你们来到主前
you also, as living stones, build up as a spiritual house.
做祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的人。你看见很宝贝啊！而且我们前面也读过，基督治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，就是他的家。
And also, but Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end.
这个要胆量，就是要 endure to the end.
So this, you need to have this courage to be able to persevere to the end. And so for that, we need to rely upon God.
这个就是神工作的目的啊。
And that is the purpose.Of God's work.
他这个是他所有旨意的奥秘，因为是在日期满足的时候，只有那基督了。
And this is also the mystery, because only when the day has been fulfilled, then the Christ.
And only the Christ will be the corporate body be able to exist. Okay.因为在基督里面呢，他是我们的头，我们是他的身体，就跟他合而为一了。
For in Christ, He is our head, and we are His body, so we're united with Him, become one.
我们感谢赞美主，这个是主今天在做的新造的工作。
And so we want to praise and thank the Lord for this is the work that He is doing today.
我希望我们都在这个里面啊。
And it's my hope that we are all part of this work.
他们那个时候代表的呢是牛奶鱼蜜的美地地上的美地来代表这件事情。
And so in the Old Testament time, it's represented, it's represented by the land of milk and honey.
所以你看见啊、哦、又回到伊甸园的故事了好像。
And so it seems that we're now back to the story of about the Garden of Eden.
因为当初亚当夏娃吃错了果子。
Because Adam and Eve ate from the wrong tree.
生命树的果子是谁啊？就是基督。
And the fruit of from the tree of life is the Lord Jesus Himself.
这个代表的、影射的就是要我们跟他合而为一的，我们做他的身体，他是我们的头。
And what that foreshadows is that we need to become one with Him, that He is our body and He is our head and we are His body.
而他是，我们是他的家。
And we are His house.
所以自从那件事情发生以后，吃错了果子以后，主耶稣就必须来，不然那个我们就没有办法再去吃生命树的果子，必须来为我们先赎罪，然后再带我们进入与他合一，到最初的创造的目的。
And ever since that event, that Adam and Eve ate from the wrong tree of life, so the tree of life had to come to us to wipe away our sins and lead, show us the way to the original intent of the original creation.
很有意思，整个故事都是从头到尾都是一件事。
It's very interesting for the whole entire, all this story is about one thing.
那在地上这一辈子最美丽的事就是神跟我们说话。
And so while we're on earth, the most wonderful things is that the Lord is speaking to us.
在摩西第三个四十年里，你看看最最令人羡慕的，其实就最令我羡慕，就是神似乎总是在跟他说话。
And so in Moses' third stage in his life, and during those third 40 years, the thing that's most envious to everyone else is that God seemed to always speak to him.
好像两个好朋友常常在讲话差不多。
It seemed like they're two great friends. They have endless things just to talk about.
你如果去看利未记啊，摩西五经中最中间的一卷啊。
And if you look from the book of Levi, which is the middle book in the five book of Moses.
其中两章是讲那个亚伦的儿子的事情以外，二十五章都是耶和华对摩西说，耶和华对摩西说，这样说那样说啊。
And so, other than two chapters in which it records about the two sons of Aaron, other than that, everything, all the remaining 25 chapters, always God spoke to Moses this, God spoke to Moses that.
中文是说或者小语，其实都是说，英文都是 spoke 啊。
So, yeah.
那么五经里面的另外三卷，出埃及记、民数记、生命记，也常常提到神跟他说话。
And then in the other three books, in five books, then these are Exodus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, it also mentions how God talked to Moses.
而且他每一次去会幕，就是会幕造起来以后，每一次他去会幕，云柱就降下来，神就跟他说话。
And every time, whenever the tabernacle had been set up, and when he enters into it, then the pillar of cloud would descend upon it, and God will be with him, talking with him.
这真是让我一方面很惊讶，一方面很羡慕。因为我们常常有时候跟主讲话，好像没有听见他的回话，没有那么快。
And so this is truly shocking and very envious of this, because a lot of times when we speak to God, it seems like just us talking, and we don't hear back from God.
OK, 以色列人出埃及以后的第三个月，他们到了西乃山了。
And so, on the third month of, after leaving Egypt, they have reached Mount Sinai.
我们看见有一段记载摩西跟神的关系更加越发亲密的情形。
And we discover a recording of how the relationship between God and Moses have become even closer.
因为金牛犊的事件啊，神不愿意跟他们一起去美地了。
And because of the event with the golden calf, God does not want to go into the land of Canaan with them.
但是摩西和百姓都很悲哀，摩西就求神，不但把他的道，就是神做事的方法原则告诉摩西，更求神能亲自领他们去美地。
And so Moses and the people were in great sorrows. And so Moses begged God to not only show them his way, but also the principle and the way that God acts to show it to Moses, and also that God can lead the people into the land of Canaan by himself.
因为神给第一次的见证板的时候是说要差遣一个使者在前面领他。
For in the very first time when God gave them the tablets of testimony, he said that he will send an angel before them to lead them into the land of Canaan.
这次呢，因为摩西和百姓的哀求啊，耶和华就回答，我的同在会去，也会赐你安息。
But this time, because of Moses and the people's pleading, now God says, my presence shall go, and I will give thee rest.
不是，我的同在会去，同在也会赐你安息啊。
So it says, my presence shall go, and I will give thee peace, rest.
Anyway, 没想到神，摩西还不以这个神的同行为满足了。
Who thought that Moses seemed to not be satisfied with just simply having God with them.
因为神告诉摩西啊，他在神的眼前蒙恩，所以他就渴慕与神更亲近。
And because God told Moses that he found favor in the sight of God, so Moses desired to be even closer to God.
他求神给他看见神的荣耀。
And so he asked, he prayed that God will let him see God's glory.
所以这第二次的见证板啊，是神叫他带那个见证板，一个人上山顶，站在神的面前。
And so that's why the second time, when God gave the people the tablets of testimony, he asked Moses to bring the two tablets on alone climb up to the mountain to see God.
所以他第二天早上，神在云中就降临。
And so on the second day, God descended from the cloud.
照各种这个英文版本的翻译啊，神不但是在他面前经过，而且宣告了自己的名字。
And so according to various English translations, not only did God show himself before Moses, but also he also proclaimed his own name to Moses.
就是把他自己介绍给摩西。
In other words, he introduced himself to Moses.
他说耶和华耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神，慢慢发怒，这个是逐字中意的，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实，为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽过犯和罪恶，万不以有罪的为无罪，必追讨他的罪，自负及止，直到三四代。
And this is how he describes it in Exodus 34, chapter 34, verse 6 through 7. The Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness and truth, who keeps loving kindness for thousands, who forgives iniquity, transgression, and sin. Yet he will by no means leave the guilty unpunished, visiting the iniquity of fathers on the children and on the grandchildren to the third and fourth generation.
你看神一面慈爱，一面是公义，很平衡的。
So you can see that God on one hand his loving kindness, but on the other he's also just. So it's very perfectly balanced.
摩西听到这里啊，他因为知道他们自己这群人是应着景的百姓，就赶快又伏在地上祈求了。
And so upon hearing this, Moses recognizing that the people, the Israelites, are very stubborn, so he once again bowed down before God and prayed.
神又听了他的祈求。
And again, God listened to his prayers.
然后全百姓不但得到神的赦免，而且成为神的产业。
And so all the Israelites, not only they received forgiveness of God, but also they became God's inheritance.
哎，所以接下去神跟他们再一次立约，这个就是影射新约啊。
And so after this event, God again made a second covenant with them. So this foreshadows the New Testament.
所以找不到第二个人在圣经里面，我没有找到第二个人与神有这么亲密关系的记载。
So far, in the Bible, I have not found a second person who shares such a close relationship with God as Moses.
他在八十岁的时候，第一次在荆棘里、火焰中清楚看见神的显现。
So when he was 80 years old, Moses for the very first time saw God appear in the fire in a burning bush.
这个总括了他自己第二个四十年神在他身上工作的内容。
And this concludes the entire purpose for God's work on him for during this second 40 years.
因为你如果去看的话，我们上次讲过，第二个四十年，他觉得他是在活在神的震怒底下。
And because, like we shared last time, in his second 40 years, Moses felt that he lived under the wrath of God.
但是他那个时候八十岁，他因为怕看神，他就蒙上自己的脸了。
And at that time, he was 80 years old because he was afraid to see God's face. So he put on a veil.
可是这个开始的反应后来就变了。
But yet, he changed his reactions afterwards.
以后你看见他在人前蒙脸，在神前就敞着脸了。
And from that, after that event, he veiled his face before the people, but then took it off before God.
因为他后来经常很自由敞开的与神交通。
Because after that event, he began to freely communicate with God.
他的脸，因为常常跟神说话，就慢慢变成神的形象，满有神的荣耀。
And because he spoke with God so often, his face slowly take on the likeness of God, and is filled with God's glory.
可是，在旷野刚刚开始受管教这些以色列人，他们的心仍然很刚硬的。
But because they just began to enter into wilderness and to become under the discipline of God, so the Israelites' heart was still very hard.
所以他们大概也是很怕定睛看那个摩西满有荣耀的脸。
So they probably were also afraid to look at Moses' face, which was filled with glory.
所以摩西在传达神的话以后，在人前就蒙脸了。
And so that's why after Moses have passed on.God's words to the people, he in front of others, he will put on his veil.
今天我们在新约的时代，我们的心什么时候归向主耶稣，这个帕子什么时候就除去了。
And so today in the New Testament time, any time our hearts turn to our Lord Jesus Christ, then that veil will also be taken away.
那我们既然是敞着脸的话，得以看见主的荣耀，好像从镜子里反照，我们就要常常的喜欢到神的面前与他说话。与他亲近，这应该是很自然的。
And so since our face is open and clear without any veils, so that we can see God's glory, and so it'll be like from the mirror looking back that we often desire and we enjoy going to before the Lord to speak to Him to be closer to Him.
这样子的话呢。我们很不自觉的就会变成主的形象了，荣上加荣，就好像从主的灵变成。
And this way, then unknowingly, we will become more and more like our Lord's image, and there will be glory upon glory, and then also, it's as if we're molded from Lord's Spirit.
我想摩西，他那个时候脸上的荣耀，用新约的话来讲，就是摩西在这第三个四十年里面，被神带到有神儿子名分。得到荣耀的一个记号。
So I think that during those times, Moses, the glory that shows on Moses' face, to use description from New Testament, it will be like in the third 40 years of Moses' life, it's as if he'd been slowly brought in by God into the sonship and to receive that glory. It's a mark of the glory.
我希望我们的脸上也慢慢会有这个记号。
And I hope that on our faces we will shall also slowly start having that mark.
我大概看过有两张。
I think I could recall I've seen two faces with
两张到三张。
Maybe two or three faces that has that mark.
今天在主耶稣基督里救赎的工作全部已经完成了。
So today.The Lord Jesus Christ, His salvation is complete.
主已经得胜，我们也不需要失败。
And the Lord is victorious, and we do not need to be. It's not necessary for us to fail either.
所以我们不但接受耶稣为救主，还要接受他为王。
And so not only do we accept our Lord Jesus as our Savior, but also as our King.
那我们就在火里面可以听见神的声音。
And then in the fire, we can hear His voice.
我们就能够像摩西一样被神训练管教。
And just like Moses, we can then be disciplined and trained by God.
我们下面一起读这个两段圣经。
Let's read from this following two passages.
中英一起读啊。
And we'll Chinese and English together.
所以
Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is pushing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day.For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
下面我们也请中英一起读。
And again, the next passage as well.
原来
For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make a captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings.
神在找一个他可以安居的所在。
So God is seeking a place where he could rest.
愿神在我们中间找到他安息，可以安歇的居所。
And may he be able to find a place among us in which he could rest.
愿神与我们常常的相会，与我们常常的说话。
And may God meet with us often and speak to us often.
我们一起祷告。
That's our word, right?
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你来到地上。
Yeah, come onto this earth.
就是愿意在至高之处荣耀归于神。
So that in the highest place may glory be unto God.
然后在地上是平安归给你所喜悦的人。
On earth, may peace be among men with whom he is pleased.
我们感谢你舍己来救我们。
And we want to thank you for your sacrifice, self-sacrifice, in order to save us.
求主真是在我们有困难的时候，在火中的时候。
And so we pray that the Lord, when we encounter difficulties, when we are in the fire,
求主让我们转向你。
May we turn to you.
能够一直 endure to the end, 坚持到底。
So that we may endure to the end.
因为你是这样子的管教我们。
For you discipline us.
让我们谦卑。
So that we may humble ourselves.
要试验我们。
And test us.
要知道我们心内如何。
And to know what's inside of us.
能不能守，愿不愿意守你的诫命。
And whether we're willing to keep your commandments.
主，求你帮助我们，因为你已经得胜，我们不需要失败。
Lord, please help us, for you are victorious already, and we do not need to fail.
求主帮助我们在火里面把我们该做的都在你面前做对了。
And please help us so that in the fire, what we should be doing, we can do them in you.
而且学习忍耐，到了时候到的时候，你的活的话语一定会领到我们。
And to learn patience so that when the time comes, your living word will come to us.
带领我们越来越与你合一。
And to lead us to become one with you more and more.
从这个旧造能够进到主耶稣里面的新造。
From the old creation into the new creation in our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们可以脱离一切败坏的辖制。
And so that we can be free from all the bondage of all the corruptions.
我们进入神儿女荣耀的自由。
Into the liberty of the glory of the children of God.
因为这是你的定义。
For this is your will.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
帮助我们。
Please help us.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祈求。
Pray in Jesus' name.